The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and I really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We spent a lot of time this morning talking about the women's Final Four, a back and forth between LSU's Angel Reese, who won the national title with LSU, the most outstanding player award, but has come under fire for doing the John Cena can't see me face to Iowa's Caitlin Clark, America's sweetheart. And it's turned into a weird culture war. I think it's funny that all of a sudden we all have hot, strong takes on women's basketball. I do want to read what Reese had to say for her part in it, though, because this quote is a tad insufferable. All year, I was critiqued for who I was. I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. Who told you that? Who told you that? I'm guessing it's just D-bags on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Anyway, continues. When other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this is for the girls that look like me, for those that want to speak up for what they believe in. Waving the John Cena face in somebody's face, or the John Cena hand in somebody's face. Okay, it's unapologetically. Well, that's fair. And that's what I did before tonight. It was bigger than me tonight. And Twitter is going to go into a rage every time. I just hate it when people say the word narrative. I think whenever you say the word narrative, you're probably somebody that spends too much time on the internet acting like there's a secret narrative council. Everyone sits together. What's the narrative we're going to create about this girl, Angel Reese, coming after the Great White Hope, Caitlin Clark? What are we going to do? This is like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird back in the day. How are we going to bring down Angel Reese? Like, there are some people that look at things that way. But there's a lot of this coming out of the Final Four, the women's Final Four. Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, after South Carolina went down, had this random quote: "We're not bar fighters. We're not thugs. We're not monkeys. We're not street fighters. It's not street fighters. Street fighters. My bad. So watch what you say when you're in public and you're talking about my team in particular." Who is talking about this team in this way? Who's actually saying this? That matters. Because, yeah, Booger Balls 420-69, I'm sure he had something awful to say. And I'm not telling people that grow a thick skin. People shouldn't be such absolute, unrepentant cowards posting things anonymously online the way that they do. But who's really saying this? Who's putting that, quote, narrative, end quote, out about South Carolina women's basketball? Same thing for LSU. I don't get it. Anyway, I'm sure that people are fatigued with the women's basketball talk today. I'll admit, I myself am a little bit, but it's weird to see how passionate everybody is about women's college basketball in a game that wasn't even that compelling, right? Where LSU wins the national title. Like, sportsmanship. It's going to bring women's basketball back, the lack thereof. The Astros split their series with the White Sox over the weekend. They lost 6-3 to Chicago yesterday after losing the home opener as well. One of those games where things were close until the very end. The Astros bullpen not looking so good in this one. Seth Martinez in particular. Mike Clevinger sucks, right? He just sucks. He had that rough middle of the game. I remember all of a sudden seeing like the game pause for a moment, and Clevinger, I believe he hit Jose Abreu, right? And then did he almost hit Hensley? I forget what happened in the sequence of events. All I know is that I saw Mike Clevinger and I'm like, this guy sucks. I forgot how much he sucks. Yeah. So he walked Kyle Tucker. Tucker got to second on a wild pitch by Clevinger. Then, is it Clevinger, whatever. And then Jose Abreu got hit by a pitch. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, this guy's the absolute worst. There's a bunch of stories about why he's the absolute worst as well, right? Off the top of my head, I don't know all of them because there are multiple stories about Mike Clevenger.
Yeah, when you said Mike Clevenger sucks, right? I was like, do you mean on the field or off the field?
I think it's both.
The answer might be both.
I think it's both.
I do remember, and there's some much more serious allegations his way, but I do remember in the 2020 spring training dump session on the Astros, he was one of the biggest... Turns out hypocrites when it comes to how bad cheating is. I mean, you look at all those guys, like Trevor Bauer and Mike Clevenger were like the loudest critics of the Astros. And now, you know, 2-3 years later, you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm cool with those guys not being on my side.
I know he got a lot of crap for COVID-19 stuff back when we didn't know that much about COVID-19. But I do know that
Didn't he also like spit on his girlfriend or something?
That I have to look up. So we're gonna.
I think he had some like serious stuff.
We'll find that in a moment. This is the story though that like, he went out, I guess, partying with Zach Plesac, and they got caught.
I forgot about that.
And they both they violated COVID-19 safety protocol, so they got placed on the restricted list. And Clevenger and Plesac faced a lot of backlash because Carlos Carrasco had leukemia and. One of the teammates said that they would leave the team if they came back on the team, both of those guys. Like, Oliver Perez said that. So that's a weird thing. And, yeah, I think there's something else, too. And also, I'm sorry, the hair is a try-hard move. It's a try-hard move.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No, but it's not like yours. Yours is well-kept. His is like, hey, look, I have rocker hair, but I have terrible facial hair. You got to pick one lane. Go terrible facial hair or go... long, curly, I wish I was a pirate hair. I'm like a poor man's Jack Sparrow. You know, he sucks. That's all we got to really say about him.
Yeah, he also had some domestic violence.
Fun.
Physical, verbal, and emotional abuse, as well as an incident of child abuse. Accusation.
Oh, great. Okay.
From earlier this year.
So just a real stand-up individual. All I saw is...
Also, he maybe hit David Hensley.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that was what the review was about, right? I was confused because I had it on mute for that moment because I was watching Ben-Hur. So, hey, look, I was watching the game, but I looked up, and then I saw the, like, I kept on waiting for a replay, and I never saw the replay.
I imagine you this weekend, you're just cuddled up on your couch, yep. Cat in your lap, eating ice cream.
Oh, cat didn't want anything to do with me. No, I can't eat. Oh, you can't eat ice cream when you got a stomach bug.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were sick, too.
Yeah, you can't
Never
do
mind.
That.
So it wasn't a full, like, you have slippers on.
No. I'm just, like, wearing a robe, like, curled up in a ball and like, watching Ben-Hur for some reason. I don't even know why. It is the Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776. The national championship is tonight at NRG Stadium. It's UConn and it's San Diego State. I hate UConn so much. I hate UConn. UConn's always so good despite being an absolute dump of a town, in a waste of a state, and like they're going to win a fifth national title. They've won five. They're going to have won five national titles in the last 25 years, and it's insane. It is absolutely insane. How do they get good? I don't get it.
Three different coaches. I mean, if they win, they would have won with three different coaches, too.
Yes. It was Jim Calhoun.
Jim Calhoun,
Kevin Ollie. And now, man, this is crazy.
Dan Hurley,
thank you. I was like, is it Bobby? Is it Dan? It's Dan Hurley. It's nuts. And they are great. I mean, they've beaten every single team along the way by double digits. Like, they've been the best team in this tournament. And I mean, they easily dispatched Miami. What would they have done to Texas? What would they have done to Houston? I don't know. I mean, they looked really, really good in that game. It was never in doubt. It really never was in doubt on Saturday night. Like the game between FAU and San Diego State, the whole way through, back and forth, back and forth. I had a lot of fun watching that game. But I remember sitting next to Jake Asman as we were watching the second game on Saturday. I remember, I think it was like about 13 minutes left, we were like, okay. Like, we wanted something to happen. We want to stay. But we were saying, all it's going to take is, like, 2 exclamation points, and we out.
Yeah, I think because Miami fought back a couple times in the second half to get it to, like, 11 right. or 9 or right. so. And then UConn would go on another, like, 6-0 run. and then it would take 2 minutes, 3 minutes for Miami to claw back in, and then like in a blink of an eye,
and then UConn, like, UConn bam,
would be
hammer.
Back up by 19. You're like, oh, okay.
It was so quick every single time, Sean. Every single time it felt like there was a pulse by Miami, but it was like a faint pulse. Then UConn would do something.
Well, yeah,
violent.
It would be Miami. It would take them 3 minutes to get like make a 6-0 run. And then in 15 seconds, UConn would have it back. So
right away. Yeah, you're right, Sean. And so we'll see what happens tonight, but I think UConn's going to win. I don't know what the spread is. I imagine UConn's probably like 8-point favorites, and I would take UConn 100%. But this spread that I just created in my mind. Vegas Paul here. David Hensley, I guess, is a big San Diego State fan. So that's another reason to root for the Aztecs tonight, though. Hey, guys, you going to change your name? And it's not because of the whole, hey, we drove out all of the Native Americans. It's not the reason to change your name. The Aztecs are the most cancelable Native Americans of all time. What? I know history, Sean.
No, I'm saying, good point.
The Aztecs were a-holes.
They loved the human sacrifice.
They loved human sacrifice. They loved it. Like, they were... They enslaved much of that greater surrounding area. And Tenochtitlan, which is basically buried underneath Mexico City in the middle of the lagoon, was a cool-looking city. But these guys were a-holes. Were we, the whites, when we came over, a-holes too? And I suppose I get lumped into that even though I'm Irish. I guess. Because that's what some people, you know, they choose to believe that all white people are the same. Why can't I have my own unique and distinguished culture? I don't know. But the Aztec nickname should be canceled. It should. But I'm still rooting for the Aztecs tonight. And David Hensley is a big San Diego State fan. We have a couple of clips, Sean, I guess, of David Hensley. Here's David Hensley talking about his Aztec fandom.
That's pretty incredible, man. The way the game came down to it, to being at the last shot, I mean, what better way to celebrate going to the national championship than in a buzzer beater and Final Four? It's amazing.
It is. It is amazing, David. David, I feel like, has got to put himself, he's got to get a nice San Diego State Aztecs jersey on tonight. He's got to get his Astros bling out and put on some sunglasses and just walk around. You know, just walk around.
Did the Astros play tonight?
Yeah, they do. Damn it, they play the Tigers.
Do you think he can ask, like, hey, listen, Dusty Baker, give me the day off. Like, San Diego State might win the national championship in this city.
Well, frustrating thing about, if you're an Astro fan, about the Astros is that even with the clear lineup issues they have at this moment in time just because of Altuve being hurt, like on Sunday, Yordan Alvarez gets the day off. And you're thinking to yourself, wait, why? Because they need to score more runs. And it's been a couple of games. But Yordan got the day off. If Yordan can get the day off, Hensley can get the day off.
This is an excused absence in my head. Like, come on. It's San Diego State. If I was David Hensley, I would walk into the office and be like, it's San Diego State.
Yeah.
We might win a national championship in anything.
Yeah.
And it's happening in our state. I wouldn't even have to catch a flight and fly back. Like, I just will sit courtside.
Did you see?
I'll only have two beers.
People,
unless we win, then I'll have more.
Just two. Yeah. He'll have more than that. No, I want David Hensley to go there because, like, there, honestly, there was a lot of talent at the Final Four. What? Why are you laughing, Sean?
No, I'm laughing because as I was watching the FAU San Diego State game, when they would show the student sections after big plays, they would show, you know, the stadium shots.
Yeah.
I did have the thought of, why did I not even apply to San Diego State? Just to see.
Or just
a visit.
Or to FAU. Or to Miami. I gotta say, like, there was only one ugly fan base there, and it was UConn. What a surprise. What a surprise. You know? Like, I'm a Northeastern 10. People are ugly in the Northeast. They really are. Sean's laughing. No, you haven't lived up there. I'm a Northeast 10. Like, down here, I'm like a 6 or a 7 at best.
Ouch.
I don't got that oil money. Yeah, oil true. Money makes you hot. Right? I mean, you can take people to Hoochie and stuff. You're like, ooh, look at me. I'm fancy. But yeah, I want David Hensley to be out there. For David Hensley's good.
What a week for David Hensley, by the way.
Seriously.
What a start or weekend, really.
Megan Thee Stallion on Thursday. San Diego State's in the national title after a buzzer beater win on Saturday. Oh, he's got to work. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Dusty Baker, do the right thing.
Do right by David, Dusty. You know, this is the first time that we'll have a lineup take for Dusty Baker this year. Free David Hensley.
We did say he would get a month or two of without any notes from us. Nope, wrong. Game five, we have some notes. Give David Hensley the day off.
Yeah, look, I just want to see David Hensley live his best life. I do.
He should show up in like a Kawhi Leonard jersey or something.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good throwback. Sean Mapes behind the glass. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, let me tell you about my friends at TGS. Because if you own your home, you got to listen up and grab that phone. Our friends are about to deliver you big savings, and you won't even have to talk to an agent. Because you know you're paying too much for your home insurance. But you don't want to shop for better rates because it's a pain. Not a pain anymore. Thanks to TGS Insurance, who's built a new system that instantly shops over 3 dozen carriers and gives you a full quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a single text message. You'll probably save a bunch of money along the way. So take that phone out right now and text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. Their system will ask you for your address. You send it back, you'll get your full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit with an online rating that's nearly perfect. And an average customer from 2021 and 2022, saving over $870 on home insurance. No one likes to shop for home insurance, but TGS makes it the easiest it's ever been. You're one text message away from massive savings. So, one more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote to save big today.
Get no when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get no when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. Locked in with the Paul Galancho on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. National title tonight, NRG Stadium for college basketball between UConn and San Diego State. We may have stumbled on something here. We got a couple of responses on the Twitch and on the text line over my take that Aztecs should be canceled. And I know, Plague technically canceled them. Not to mention, I believe it's Hernando Cortez. I believe he was the guy that took him down. Very fascinating figure. I think that they're actually going to have at some point in the near future an HBO show about the conquering of the Aztecs by the conquistadors. But some response, because I said, look, the Aztecs like sacrifice people all the time. Have you seen Apocalypto? I don't know if that's supposed to be the Aztecs. I have no idea who that's supposed to be. All I know is that they were doing a lot of sacrificing. Okay? So, hashtag canceled. But HRW_S1W perhaps sarcastically says, who are you to judge, Paul? Maybe those people deserve to be sacrificed. What do you do that makes you deserve to be sacrificed? What is it that you can do? Because it would be one thing, okay, this is somebody who did a crime. But I've heard that in ancient times, and maybe this is just mythological legend, which I suppose is redundant, that sometimes in the sporting events that took place between two teams where they would play like very aggressive versions of lacrosse, the winning team would get sacrificed. The winning team. Talk about tanking. I mean, that's the one place where I think it's okay to tank. But what a plot twist.
You know what? That does make sense, though. Because that the whole point is like you're sacrificing them to God or your belief system,
right?
Whatever, your gods, probably. Yeah. You'd want to send the best.
Yeah, right. You want to send them the good guys. You want to send them the talent.
Yeah, that must have been a tough thing to pitch the ancient whatever game this is. Like, guys, I want you to go out there and give 100%. Yes, you'll get killed in a on the earth sense.
Right.
But then you'll, I don't know, dine in the Hall of the Gods. So, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go out there, guys.
It might be a little traumatic when the Temple of Doom scene happens to you in real life, where your heart is being pulled through your chest, and you see it as you slowly lose the ability to pump oxygen through your body. But, hey, after that, it's going to be awesome, dude. You just got to get through that part. Just that part right there.
They probably didn't pull the heart out of every single... That feels like it takes so long.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what game they're playing.
You would be surprised by how efficient some of these mass killers were historically. Like the Mongols, when they took over a town.
Because they didn't stick their hand into the people's chest and pull out their heart. That's what I'm saying. That specific act from Temple of Doom, I feel like...
You don't think it's realistic?
It's realistic as it's depicted in the movie. If you're trying to sacrifice one guy to the gods, you would do that. If you're sacrificing a whole team, I don't know. Feel like it would just take so long.
It would take a while. Someone's mad that I'm not talking about sports. This is sports. We're talking about the Aztecs and how that nickname needs to be canceled. Another text. Mexicans love the Aztec name. And then I feel like I can't read the rest of the text because it's 2023 and I really don't know. That does seem like something that some would claim here in Texas. Like, yeah, I'm part Aztec. What? You got a problem with that? I don't know if they're going to go quite Elizabeth Warren with it, but yeah, I suppose you'd have a little bit of Aztec blood. I don't know, though. Like, once we're talking about things that blood from, like, the 1500s, like, what percentage Aztec would you be at this point? Like, 5%?
Very, very little percent. Also, I have some, well, it's from Wikipedia about how they went about the human sacrifice.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm in, Sean. Let's go.
All right. So they sacrifice people to, and then it's a long name, the god with warlike aspects. The victim would be placed on a sacrificial stone.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. The priest would then cut through the abdomen with an obsidian or flint blade. The heart would be torn out, still beating, and held toward the sky to honor the sun god. So kind of like Temple of Doom.
That is
less magic,
but with a knife.
More knives.
So that would be more efficient, Sean. You could get a lot of people up. Oh, my God. Jeez. Can we root in good conscience for the San Diego State Aztecs? Can we do that now? I mean, I hate UConn, but the more that I think about that very graphic description that you made of what the Aztecs did, I don't know. I don't know if I can still root for this. Look at Paul, sticking to sports. Suck it, Texter.
Yeah, this is
the dumb LA Texter.
This is the national
have.
Championship preview.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, national championship. Do you want us to talk about the guys who play on the team?
Adama Sanogo probably won't get his abdomen cut and then his heart ripped out by the, I guess, out the bottom. But I don't know. We don't know.
That's true.
We'll see what, I think it's Brian Butcher. Yeah, what head coach Brian Butcher has planned for tonight.
How do you think, do you think Jordan Hawkins at one point felt like he was being placed on a, what is it again, Sean? This
sacrificial stone?
On a sacrificial stone. And having his heart pulled out because the guy had food poisoning. I guess he got it from, is it Maestro's? Is it Mastro's? Because he had he had steak and calamari at Mastro's, and he had food poisoning.
By the way, how many people, I feel like this weekend everyone got food poisoning.
Seriously, I got food poisoning. Everybody got food poisoning.
Joe got food poisoning.
This guy
got food poisoning.
This is crazy. I don't know what's going on. It's something else. He says he's never going to eat calamari again. Again, final national championship
that feels
preview.
Drastic.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it might have been.
Maybe if that's the first time he's ever had it and then you get sick.
But he says he loves calamari.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
Come on, Jordan Hawkins.
You're never going to have calamari again. It's fried food is unlikely to make you sick the same way that, I don't know, like maybe you could get it from a steak or something like that. But you could have gotten it from a variety of different things. Like, bugs get passed around from time to time. But yeah, this person basically, this is like bad PR for Mastro's. Bad PR, I guess, because he was sick for the Final Four game.
Because they probably comp all the meals to the final. I would imagine they Well, maybe not, actually. Maybe the team actually just goes out and buys them, like caters.
Yeah.
Gets it catered. Yeah. I was going to say, because you want to do that for the good PR of, you know, them saying, you know, whatever. Get a little bit of a bump. You can post on social media of, like, your guys handing in the catering bag to the UConn team. But you don't think that it's like, oh, we just got all the players, or we got at least one of the players sick. That's bad PR.
Another text. Joined you, as you said, the Aztecs should be retired. Did you mention that George Washington University is retiring the Colonial for woke reasons? I don't get why they're just not the George Washington, George Washington's. Like, shouldn't your logo just be George? Like,
or the president's or something. Like,
no, the president. See, the president's, that would kind of suck. That, I mean, there's a lot of terrible presidents, too. Right? Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of bad presidents.
Yeah, because I guess you just want to honor.
Just honor George Washington.
One. Yeah.
The George Washington, George Washington's. It's redundant, yeah, but
George
Washington
generals,
yeah, that
Washington
could work.
Commanders,
that could, but war. Commanders
war
is going to be canceled eventually.
War is bad.
That's going to be canceled eventually. Like, trust me, it's just a matter of time. Maybe in our lifetime. Another text in. This person says, "I am very proud of my Aztec Spanish origin." Okay, I got to say, the Aztecs, they went hard. They really did. Another text, Paul, Aztec emperors, while under the influence of psilocybin, would pierce their member and let blood from it drip down steps during planting season in order to ensure good crops. So
you know what? You started this segment, or not even this segment, started, yeah. I don't know, 30 minutes ago, trying to cancel the Aztecs, trying to end them. The more I learn about them,
you think they're cool?
I think this is they're the most metal civilization I've ever heard
think,
of.
I think this is a little bit of a hard-o move, like during the planting season to pull your schmenzer out and to bleed from it on the crops to make the blood to make plants grow. That doesn't seem like it would work.
I respect it in that it's not just anyone's member.
It
is the emperor or the ruler's member. So like it's not all great being like everyone wants to be Montezuma. There's some downsides that comes with it, all right?
I've got to say, I don't think this works on your home plants. I don't think this is something I'm going to try with my home garden.
No?
I'm not going to go home and bleed myself from there. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Any concern over the Astros bullpen after a rough Thursday and a rough Sunday? Any concern over the idea of the Aztecs not being canceled? I get it. They got real canceled by, like, disease and conquerors, but are we really allowing a team to have the nickname Aztec in 2023? Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
King of all Twitches said, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5, history with Paul needs to be a segment. I agree with this. We've been thinking about like a throwback Thursday segment. Obviously, I don't want to go too into the weeds, though, which could be a danger. Because I do understand that some people do actually want me to talk about sports. I'll admit, though, that when it comes to the national title tonight between UConn and San Diego State, one that I think UConn is going to win handily, I am much more fascinated with the Aztec nickname and the entire history of the Aztecs, who were pretty violent, and perhaps that nickname should be canceled. I'm at the point now where, yeah, it's kind of dumb how many things we're canceling, but you know what? Let's just keep doing it. Let's just see how far it goes. And let's see how many people, when I do it ironically, will join in seriously. But while we're canceling people, how about we cancel people in Houston who own Huskies? Another national championship-specific canceling. We get it. You watched Game of Thrones. You want a dire wolf. But, hey, think about it. You got a dog that likes to be in cold weather in like the hottest city in the United States of America. Is that dog happy? The dog wants to go out in the snow and like burrow in it and just sit there. And huskies are cute dogs. I think it's hilarious how dramatic they are. But Houston area husky owners, uh-oh, what's going on? Unless you're shaving the dog like every single day, which I doubt you do because that would be a massive pain to do.
That's also apparently not great for them either.
It isn't?
No, because they have like two coats. It's a whole thing. They
interesting.
Have like, yeah, they have two coats, and when you shave them, you're shaving both.
Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it was.
You had a husky?
Yes.
Your parents have been canceled. Sorry, Sean.
Well, the husky died, so.
Oh, well, like now they're
5 years ago.
Now they're uncanceled. Also, sorry about your dog.
It's all right. It's been 5 years.
Okay.
I'm almost over it.
You're almost over it? What was the dog's name?
Nikki.
Nikki the husky.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Huskies are great dogs. I really do like huskies, but they like cold weather. So it's one of those tricky things where, oh, it's a cool dog, but what do I do? Like, I think they have, as far as dogs go, personality-wise, like, it's the most hilarious personality there is. They're just, they're so dramatic. UConn's logo used to look like a Pomeranian, even though they were the Huskies, too. It wasn't that long ago. I don't know why they had that. They've switched to like a more modern, more intimidating looking husky that's got a lot more like wolf-like features. But the logo that they were rocking for the majority of the time that they have been good, they looked like a Pomeranian. Like, it does not look like an actual husky. They gave him a little bit too much floof. Maybe he's supposed to be a Mamalute.
Yeah, the one, yeah, it's from like the 2000s. Yeah, a little too, I don't know, a little too salon quality.
Yeah, too much.
Also, their oldest one from like 1959.
Oh, it's the worst logo I've ever seen.
Where he just looks like distressed.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's like blaring a dog whistle directly into its eardrum. Like, that logo is absolutely terrible, and whoever created it should honestly be fired from whatever they're doing right now. Even though that's a very, very old logo.
Honestly, their current one is probably like out of the little six that I'm seeing is like the best one. It's the only good one is their current one. All the other ones are like
not very good.
Kind of crappy. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's Sean Mapes behind the glass on Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I wonder how dominant the Astros bullpen is going to be this year. Seth Martinez yesterday did not inspire much confidence, though not like you're expecting Seth Martinez to be reliable all the time. But new money, Rafael Montero on Thursday, and on top of that, Ryan Presley after him. Those guys, I'm curious about how they'll look all year. I guess Presley was sick over the weekend. Maybe he got food poisoning too, because everyone in Houston got food poisoning this weekend for some reason. But Presley was sick, so he wasn't available the last couple of days. Just something I'm keeping an eye on. Not, I think, anything to actually be concerned about big picture for the Astros, because the bullpen was so good in the playoffs last year. I think you got to wait a while before, with a big sample size, before we're looking at it and thinking to ourselves, ooh, this isn't good. Michael Brantley, I guess, is going back to West Palm Beach for his rehab assignment. I have a couple of weird questions on this, and it's more just speculation, but also just thinking and thinking long and hard. It's kind of strange that you would go from the greatest medical city in the world, arguably, Houston. I mean, they have a medical city, essentially, you know, like around NRG Stadium. It's kind of weird that you would go to Florida. No offense to Florida, but to continue to work on whatever you need to work on. And I'm sure some of it has to do with actually going on a baseball field and stuff like that. But I've always found it funny that you would leave Houston to do anything medically. Like, why would you ever want to do that? Like, this is number one. Even I'll admit it, Boston loves the smell of its own farts on that front too. But Houston is number one. So it's kind of strange. And while I'm thinking about that too, and we've talked about a lot of things that maybe need to be canceled. If we are canceling disabled list and calling it the injured list, should we not cancel rehab assignments? You know, isn't that a little insensitive towards people that are going through actual rehab.
Yeah, you're making light of it. People going through actual struggle or, you know, real struggles every day where it's, you know, Michael Brantley's working on his shoulder.
It is funny because, you know, there's a lot of people because we obviously have an opioid crisis and all sorts of different things right now. But it is funny that that word is still, it's like, oh, a baseball player's trying to make hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars to play baseball again. He's going through this while somebody else's life has probably gotten to a point where it's borderline ruined. And it's the same word. It's the same thing. Yep, rehab for a baseball player, rehab for somebody going through it. Same thing. Weird.
Do you think that when, like, Michael Brantley or I know Jose Altuve's gone to rehab in Sugarland to play for the Space Cowboys, not actual rehab. When he sees someone with like a chip or something, he's like, "Yeah, I've been to rehab too. Been
what
there,
if they
brother."
Gave chips to rehab assignments. Like, if you're like a great major league player and you had to play in some like dump of a minor league park and like stay with a family, because that's what it seems like a lot of minor leaguer players have to do. They give you a chip. That would be funny if they did that in a kind of messed up way, because obviously we have a very dark sense of humor on this show. I might need rehab for video games. I'm not kidding. I can't stop playing like Civilization 3. I don't know what's wrong with me on that front. Game's 30 years old, 20 years old. What am I doing? Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text as well. I can't believe that the greatest Houston sports athlete star we've ever had to deal with this weekend. We'll tell you what I'm talking about next. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Houston's most interactive and possibly radioactive sports talk show continues now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Before we get to what happened to Jose Altuve on opening day, a couple of phone calls, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. John in the Woodlands is going to a Yankees game, and I guess he wants advice. John, what's up?
Hey, Paul. You know, I remember listening to you last week, and you were talking about how you can't stand the Yankees. I have a trip planned to be up in New York this week, and I was going to go see the Astros in Pittsburgh next week, so I've got all my gear. And, of course, I looked on the Yankees schedule, and who's in town this week? The Phillies. And I thought, how freaking awesome would it be to go to Yankee Stadium in all my gear and live stream it. All my friends back in Houston are begging me to do it. But, brother, I have no clue what's the best platform.
Oh, to actually do the stream? You should do YouTube.
Yeah, in other words, because everybody thinks I'm just going to get every kind of insult and curse word, and just they just want to see the Yankees fans and Phillies fans just get trolled by a silent Astros guy walking around.
I think that you should record the video and then post it afterwards, because that way you could potentially like pick highlights, because it could just be a long video and maybe there's not going to be a whole lot of action going on in it. This is the creator in me giving you advice here, but I love this idea of going to a Yankees-Phillies game and wearing Astros uniform. I got to say, the Philly people will probably talk more to you. They'll probably be worse. But that is a great troll job, John. And I approve. And I wish you well in your venture. Be quiet the whole time. Just have a bleep-eating grin. Don't say anything. Laugh if they give you an insult or something like that. Because the Philadelphians will certainly escalate it. And some New Yorkers, like when they congregate, like they'll escalate it as well. So be careful out there.
Thanks, brother. Before I left Houston, I went to the team shop and bought all the World Series gold gear. So I've got of that.
And
got my big orange. I've got my huge orange Astros hoodie with the big H on it. So, yeah, man.
Be careful. Be Full careful. Full gear.
Wednesday, I'll be there, and I'll check back in with you.
All right, cool. I want to follow up on this, John. Hopefully, John survives. That's a dangerous environment to wear somebody else's uniform. I'll admit it. Like, New York, Philadelphia, even New York, you wear someone else's stuff, it might not go great. If you're wearing Red Sox stuff to Yankee Stadium, though, I've done that before when I used to be a Red Sox fan. I got to say, I didn't really deal with anybody, but it might be because there's like sort of a, you know, everyone, the Red Sox and Yankees fans are basically like frenemies, feels like, at this point in time. Maybe I'm wrong on that front because they haven't like actually played each other in anything that matters in forever. It's been a while. Ryan has a thought. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, Paulie G? You said you're having a problem with gaming.
Oh, yeah, I'm addicted
to it. I have a game
it.
For you that no. will just totally hook you, dude.
I don't want to play it.
The Ghost of Tsushima. You got to play it. Ghost of Tsushima.
Not doing it. Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Appreciate the phone call. We're not playing video games ever again.
My friends really like that game. I haven't
Stop.
Played it either.
Stop.
It's a samurai game.
Oh, come Stop. Stop. I can't. I got
to
stop.
I just wanted to, not just for you, but give the listeners, like, yeah, it's a samurai game.
Sean, I'm playing games that are like 20 years old, and next thing I know, it's 3 in the morning. And I'm like, what did I do with my day? What did I do with my life? I got to stop. I really need to stop. Nothing has ever been more addictive in my life. Like, not booze, not weed. Nothing has ever been more addictive than video games to me. It's bad. It's really, really bad. I'm glad that my parents, like, did not let me have them when I was little. But then when I finally got my hands on them, like, I'm just done. It's over. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for Garbage Time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Someone told me to uninstall Steam. I have debated streaming playing the Harry Potter game. I've debated that. Hogwarts Legacy.
You should do that. You should do that. I feel like, because that's a way to make this productive.
Okay. Okay.
That you're doing something while you're playing video games all night.
All right. We will do this at some point in the future. Someone broke into Jose Altuve's home on opening night. How dare you? Imagine breaking into anyone's home. You suck, first off. And you're crazy if you do it here, because everyone has guns. You're nuts if you do it here. It's one of the things I kind of like about Texas is that it's not frowned upon. If somebody breaks into your home, you can blow that person away. Sorry, I hate to say it like that. I'm all for, you know, think about the loss of senseless life, the senseless violence. But if someone breaks into your home, you have your right to defend your property, to defend yourself as well. Somebody, per reports, broke in to Jose Altuve's home on Thursday evening. Police say they are currently looking for two suspects, per Fox 26. You are a real bastard if you're going to break into two-time World Series champion Jose Altuve's house on opening bleeping night. Like, you are a grade A-hole. It's Altuve. If there's any made man in this city, he's got to be close to the top. We're not talking politicians outside of, like, maybe the Bush family that are on the same level as Jose Altuve. This is outrageous. I'm angry that this happened.
It's also funny because I hear about this happening overseas, like, with soccer players
Yeah.
Especially when there's, like, a World Cup. And so you know for a fact, like, they're going to be in Qatar. They're not going to be at their house in Manchester or whatever. But to have it, like, on opening day, that is crazy. So it was 100% like on purpose, like he was targeted.
Yeah.
Because I thought for a second that, imagine you and your friends are robbing a house, and you look around like, wow, a lot of Astro stuff, a lot of Altuve gear around here. And then you're like, oh, man, we just stole from, but this is on purpose. They targeted him.
100%. Yes. This can't be accidental. It's like they clearly timed this. Like, they were smart about it.
They were smart.
Although I imagine there were cameras everywhere. I would think.
Yeah, you think he has a whatever?
I got to get one myself.
Ring.
I got to get one myself. I've thought about it before. Like, maybe it'll be funny just to have a ring and to see, like, who actually comes up to the door. But yeah, this is awful. Whoever did this, I hope you get life in jail. I do.
Wow.
What? You're breaking into Jose Altuve's home.
Yeah.
Like, and you're doing it on opening night when he's just won a World Series. How ungrateful are you? Is this a New York Yankee fan? I mean, I got to figure this out. That's the only person I could think of doing this.
And maybe it's so low. And the only person that would stoop that low. Yeah, you're right.
They were breaking into his home, and they were, like, looking through every single drawer for the alleged buzzer that Jose Altuve had.
Was it John Boy? And John Boy's...
You know what? John Boy slandered Jose Altuve, so, I mean, I'm not going to go on record as saying it was John Boy, but I'm not going to say it wasn't John Boy.
It could have been.
Hey, look, we're just having fun, just like John Boy was online when he said that it looks like Jose Altuve has a buzzer there and just let everybody run with it. I'm not accusing John Boy of that. I would never.
But it looks like it's something he would do.
It sure does.
We have as much evidence as he had with Jose Altuve.
I could view an alternate universe where John Boy did this. Yeah, 100%. So, look, I'm not saying John Boy did it, but I'm also not saying that John Boy didn't do it. Because that's what he did to Jose Altuve. It's such BS that he got away with that. There used to be a moment in time where if you said something that was considered slanderous or libelous or whatever, that you would actually face repercussions for it. And everyone took and ran with it, and there was no evidence that suggested he had a buzzer at all. None. Did Altuve give a weird excuse for why he didn't take his shirt off? I guess. But people just took that and ran with it, and the guy's character's been tarnished forever. So maybe that's what was going on with this break-in that took place on opening night. Shame on you. Big thanks to everybody who tuned into today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Sean Mapes behind the glass. Our very many callers today. A lot of people wanted to talk about women's college basketball. We might be changing our show format tomorrow as a result of that. Our texters, our Twitchers, and tweeters as well. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Monday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
If you're from Texas, sometimes you ride the bull, sometimes the bull rides you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.